sort of a coach's worst nightmare when a player or players won't play for him. Mike Sullivan had it happen last year when the Penguins pretty much quit right after the Jake Guentzel trade. That night, when it became obvious that Guentzel was officially gone, or would be. Now, they lost at home to Washington. What was the score? 6-0?
It was just, it was 7. I was at that game.
Just blatantly, like, not acknowledging the business aspect of the game and not showing up for a game. Letang said it afterward. And it was like that for a little while after the Guentzel trade. It was quite remarkable to watch a team not play its hardest. Professional athletes. And we see it here with George Pickens again. Again, we're talking about this. You have Brian Kelly slamming his fist on the table. And we're sitting, I'm going to try to recreate that with the fist slamming on the table. And we're sitting here talking again about the same things. Now you try it, and then we'll play his.
And we're sitting here again talking about the same thing.
Let me try it one more time. My hand actually
need a
hurts.
Little bit more emphasis. Yeah, in this bigger slam on the table.
And we're sitting here again talking about the same things. It was more exasperation than outrage. The again was not emphasized loudly. It was more like, and we're sitting here again talking about the same things. Try it one more time. Your best effort.
And we're sitting here again talking about the same things. I put on a little bit emphasis than Brian Kelly.
Let me hear that guy who I really don't like do that one more time. Not Tony. I don't want to hear it. And it's not just any things. It's about your wide receiver quitting in the middle of a game. What are we doing? What is happening here? Why do receivers constantly quit around here? I don't understand it. Another little fist slap.
Could I offer a theory?
Yes.
I feel like Mike Tomlin, when he sees these wide receivers, a little bit different with Antonio Brown, because I think we all know that the money changed him. That's what kind of made him go more into the diva quotient.
But he's certainly exhibit A on receivers who quit on the Steelers.
Yes.
In a de facto playoff game, he failed to show up for practice.
Yes, but what is the main problem with some of these other guys? Claypool, first contract guy. You're talking about George Pickens, a first contract guy. Deontay Johnson, who they paid. There were some issues beforehand, but then they gave him the money and more of a problem. I feel like with Tomlin, he sees these wide receivers.
Don't forget about Martavis, who begged for a trade, but please proceed.
Yes, and ended up getting suspended as well.
And traded.
Other issues. I feel like Tomlin, when he goes into the draft process, and we know how involved he was with Colbert and how involved he is with Omar Khan in the draft and development and everything. I feel like he sees these guys that other teams deem as untouchable. We don't want to go down that road. We don't think that they would fit on our team. And he thinks that he can fix them. And he thinks that the Steeler culture, the Steeler way, Mike Tomlin being such a great players coach, he can get to them and he can change them.
Sure.
And sometimes, just like a bad boyfriend or a bad girlfriend, people are who they are. And sometimes you can't change them. And I feel like that's something that the Steelers maybe have not adapted yet.
I think that definitely applies to Pickett, may have applied to Bryant. Claypool dropped a little bit, but I don't feel like there were tons of red flags or any around him. And then Deontay, there were none coming out of college. I think the first part, in some cases, money changes people. In others, the Steelers were willing to go where other teams weren't. And again, like I said earlier, they have showed that they can identify talent in the draft at receiver better than anybody or as good as anybody. And they tend to develop it early, and those guys are usually very productive early. But the third truism, if you want to call it that, is that it tends to go south around here. By the way, we could go all the way back to Santonio Holmes for this grand tradition. I forgot about him.
Yeah.
When it tends to go south, there's no retrieving it. It just keeps going.
At least they won a Super Bowl with him.
Yeah. So in every case, in every single one of those cases, once it started to sour, it went rotten. And they traded the guy. They've shown no inhibitions about getting rid of receivers that they think have soured. They've done it many times, every single time. Santonio, Martavis, Antonio, Deontay, Chase, So that the only thing that matters with Pickens right now is, do you think he's a worthwhile investment at tens of millions of dollars? And I'm not saying he's not. He's that talented. He's that good. Just last week, he was very good against Indy. Very good. Is he a worthwhile investment? Or, as with these other situations, is it just going to keep getting worse? And you'd be, I think you'd be crazy to say, no, this one's going to get better. Tomlin will fix this. Yeah, it started to go bad in some ways. He's quit in a couple of games now the last couple of years. But believe me, this will get better. I'm sorry. I'd be a fool to believe that.
Right. I'm on record saying that I think Pickens is a top five wide receiver in the league in terms of just pure talent and pure ability.
Yeah.
But the ability to harness that, he hasn't done that.
So the next question is, can you get enough out of him for enough years to make it worth your while the way you did Antonio Brown? Can you get enough out of that contract to say, yeah, we'll live with the problems. We'll live with this once in a while. Hasn't really been that bad. And it'll be worth it. I don't know about that. I'm torn right now on George Pickens. I'm leaning toward no, but I realize how talented he is and the fact they don't have anybody else. His name is getting mentioned by insiders as possible trade to another team. It's not just the Steelers are going after a receiver. It's, will they trade Pickens? And I believe there's probably truth to that they're at least wondering and looking. Could we go receiver for receiver? All right. Let's hear what Mike Tomlin has to say about this. And more importantly, I think overall, the quarterbacks. This is going to be fascinating.